Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 30. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 17. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 39. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 14.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the U.S. Department of Energy says that even though they are scaling down a nationwide plan for the National Interest Electric Transmission Corridor, they say they are still pushing for the Grain Belt Express transmission line that will run through the majority of the state of Kansas. As KSNT News reports, according to the latest press statement from the Kansas Corporation Commission, the National Interest Electric Transmission Corridor has been scaled down to three different projects that they say will not run through the state of Kansas. However, the Grain Belt Express project approved by the KCC will continue through the regulatory process. Many communities and farmers in the agricultural community said they are expressing concerns that the land would be taken under eminent domain in order to build the Grain Belt Express project that runs from southwestern Kansas all the way into Missouri through Illinois and into western Indiana. The Department of Energy says they're also looking at the Lake Erie Canada Corridor and the Southwest Grid Connector Corridor. Mid-America Network News.
Model your inflow out at Rusty at Ford. Up to $18,000 off on F-150. Stock number 214710. 24 Mach-E, $299 base payment. 48 months, 7,500 miles for your lease. 7633 town. Stock number 24C548. Sales price $48,850. 24 Edge, $359 base payment. 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease. $39.96 down. Stock number 214026. Sales price $35,999. 24 F-150, $349 base payment. 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, $47.50 down. Stock number 24T653. Sales price $47,500. 20 Farm Bronco Sport, $199 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, $50.07 down. Stock number 24T746. Sales price $33,380. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Offers cannot be combined. See store for details. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
As we get closer to the holiday season, there is the ongoing concern for those in the Emporia community about being displaced after numerous different jobs have closed down with the Holiday Resort and the Tyson's Food Meatpacking Plant, as the Kansas government now says that they do have some sources and a website to try and help the displaced employees in the community. As WIBW reports, the website EmporiaOpportunity.com does help provide information to benefit workers who have been displaced, saying the website details services offered by the Flint Hills Technical College, Emporia State University, Kansas Works, Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness, along with the Kansas Department of Labor. They say they also have a list of community partners helping out with needs immediately, including agencies like the United Way of the Plains, the Salvation Army, the East Central Kansas Area Agency on Aging, Housing and Credit Counseling, along with the Kansas Legal Services. The website also lists the number of job fairs coming up, both located in person in the community, along with the virtual ones from the Kansas Works website. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Danes does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Danes Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get ready to wrap up another year of 2024, a public teacher has officially been nominated and named as the 2024 Nebraska State History Teacher of the Year by the Gilder Learman Institute of American History. As according to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, they say that Nathan Kackmeister, a teacher at Crawford Public Schools, has officially received the title after being selected from nominations statewide for his commitment on teaching historical thinking skills, including inquiry, research, analyzing multiple perspectives, and synthesizing information. As part of the recognition, Kackmeister has received a $1,000 reward, and Crawford Public Schools will become a Gilder Learman affiliate school as well. Kackmeister also now becomes a finalist for the $10,000 National History Teacher of the Year Award that will be announced later on this year before the end end of 2024. According to the school, they say the designation does provide the school with history books and educational materials from the Institute.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. First half personal property taxes due today. Payments may be made at the county treasurer's offices or in Marshall County at any local bank location. A drop box is available at the courthouse. Any mail-in or drop-off should include the payment stub and contact information. Please do not include cash payments. For details, contact your respective county treasurer's office. Katie Toole will host a release party for a new book, Izzy the Corgi. That's open to the public today at the Yellow House Community Building in Washington, running 10 to 6. Hourly readings of the new book begin 11 a.m. Toole published earlier books in the series as a student at Washington County High School and now attends Dort University. Additional information online at izzythecorgi.com. The event today, 10 to 6, the Yellow House Community Building, 313 C Street in Washington. A mixer is planned by One Marysville this evening at 5 at the Wagon Wheel to recognize Lori Parks and Lori Snellings. They're closing December 21st and will transition to new ownership. They'll be on hand at the mixer this evening, and anyone is welcome, no membership required. Santa's last visit in Marysville will be Sunday, noon to 2 at the Santa House on the Kester Block. Mrs. Claus Reindeer Games, a free family-friendly event, is planned Sunday 2 to 4 at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art in Marysville. Decorate Christmas cookies, enjoy refreshments, live reindeer. Marysville K's and FBLA will join the festivities, offering free gift wrapping, limit 5 presents per person. They'll have a passing game with gifts beginning at 2:30 and other activities Sunday 2 to 4 at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. John Germer with the Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society will be our public affairs guest this weekend on KNDY.
Some history of the depot is that a lot of local people may not realize the historical significance of it, is that it was built in 1929, and the architect was Gilbert Stanley Underwood, who was a quite famous architect and did several depots. He designed the Overland Station Depot in Topeka. There's one in Abilene. But he also did ones at some national parks. I believe he did one in Yellowstone, if I'm not mistaken, and a couple other national parks. So he was a very important and well-respected architect in this particular style of building. And, you know, over the years, it changed. It used to host passenger service until 1955, which is what we're trying to get it back to, is its original footprint and its original beauty, because like the floor had been covered with linoleum, and they had put up a bunch of interior walls and painted over a lot of surfaces. And so we're restoring it back to its original. And then in the 1970s, it became a place where the UP train master and telegraphers and dispatchers and trainmen would go to work. And then it was eventually the local yard office. And then in 2016, it was added to the National Register of Historic Places. So it was, like I say, it was excess to the UP, and they didn't have any use for it and really wanted to tear it down, but really glad that they didn't.
Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. The group has completed substantial renovations on the nearly century-old landmark in Marysville, and a capital campaign is currently underway to fully fund completion of the building's electrical, plumbing, and HVAC systems, which are projected to top $500,000.
We actually officially started the campaign right after Labor Day, and our intent is to attract some, medium to large size donors within the Marysville, Marshall County area, but also, a wider group of donors that may be available across the country, former railroad officials, you know, and people that we've had business dealings with in the past and stuff. So it's ongoing, but the idea is to kind of capitalize on end of year giving that people might be able to do.
Gail L. Hecht, age 89 of Dubois, passed away Friday. Funeral service, 10:30 Friday at the Freedom's United Church of Christ, Rural Bern. Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Gail Hecht. James G. Jim Borgerding, age 61 of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service planned Saturday, 11 a.m., St. Gregory Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial to follow in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Friday, noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Borgerding. Dean B. Dietrich, age 89, of Greenleaf, passed away Wednesday. Graveside committal service is planned Saturday at 3 at St. Michael's Kimio Catholic Cemetery. Rosary Saturday at 9:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover, followed by a visitation until the funeral, which begins 11 a.m. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Dean Dietrich. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf with Baby Baker's Scandinavian Blend and peaches. Monday's menu is ham, cornbread, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and pineapple. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear and cooler overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Staying sunny and a bit warmer into Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Even warmer as we head into Sunday, some sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly sunny skies throughout the day on Monday with our highs in the lower to mid-50s and staying mostly cloudy throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Tuesday as well with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s and partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny and warmer throughout Christmas Day with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s and rain throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Just 14 degrees this hour. Average high temperature, mid-December 42, record high on this date 66. The at 22 and the record low is 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening at 5:07.
Hey honey, did you remember to look into our family's Marketplace health insurance coverage for 2025?
Marketplace insurance? Isn't that still Obamacare?
It is, but each year we need to review our plan to make sure we're getting the best coverage at the lowest price for our family.
I heard open enrollment closes January 15th, so let's get on top of that.
If this sounds like your life, you're not the only one. Reed Insurance of Marysville is here to find the best coverage for your situation. With life and work changes, it's time to look at your 2025 coverage. Contact Reed Insurance in Marysville today at 785-727-4655 and find your coverage your way.
I'm Alex Savario. We had an AFC West showdown in Los Angeles for Thursday Night Football. The Chargers rallying from 11 points down, come back to defeat the division rival Broncos 34-27, spoiling Denver's chance to clinch a playoff spot and sweeping the season series in the process. Just the fifth time the Chargers have done that since the 1970 merger. Justin Herbert, 284 yards, two passing touchdowns, picked up his 16th career game-winning drive in the fourth or overtime since 2020, tied for third most in the NFL in that span. Here he is on the importance of the win.
We talked about it all week, how important these games are, especially in December and January. And we knew the implications of it. And, you know, we emphasized all week, hey, this is a playoff game to us. You know, it's the environment. It's the team. They're obviously, you know, very talented and incredible team. So for us to be able to pull away with one there, you know, I thought it was awesome for us.
Chargers and Broncos now both 9-6 with two games remaining of the season. Chargers will play at New England next week, and Denver will face Cincinnati. Also in the AFC West, Patrick Mahomes will start for Kansas City on Saturday at home against the Texans despite dealing with a high ankle injury suffered on Sunday. Andy Reid told reporters Thursday that Mahomes took a full practice workload on Thursday in the final session for the week. Mahomes not listed on the injury report. It was a historic stat line and the return to Minnesota for Carl Anthony Towns.
9:28 remaining, 109-77. Towns into the front court, catches, scores right-handed over Garza. And Cat has a 32-point effort with 20 rebounds and 6 assists.
880 ESPN New York on the call. A second player to go for 30 and 20 in his return game against a former team since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did it for the Lakers against the Bucks in 1975. Carl Anthony Towns with a massive 32-point 20 rebound performance against Minnesota. Friday is the start of the college football playoff. Notre Dame hosts Indiana in a 10-7 matchup from South Bend. But another playoff news, Georgia Bulldogs likely without quarterback Carson Beck as he's looking at surgery options to repair an injured elbow.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Friday night basketball action, Marysville at Concordia. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Opposite our Friday feature game, Valley Heights at Centralia live on FM 95.5. High school ball games on air online and on our mobile app. Hanover's host to Washington County, Frankfort tips off at Onega. Axtell entertains Flint Hills Christian. And Diller O'Dell is at Lewiston. Saturday Southern tips off at HTRS.
With the best barbecue around, Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has the best stocking stuffers, too. This holiday season, grab a $25 gift card for only $20. Shop local and save money with gift cards from Bite Me Barbecue. For the best catering and prices in the area, call on Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After weeks of decline, mortgage rates are up again, the average 30-year fixed rising to 6.72%. And with the Federal Reserve predicting fewer cuts in 2025, experts warn that rates could rise even more in the coming months. The Dow Jones on Thursday finally halted a 9-day skid, but not by much. The industrials closed 15 points higher at 42,342. The S&P and NASDAQ composite each lost about a tenth of a percent yesterday. Drivers who deliver packages from 7 Amazon facilities have gone on strike demanding better pay and benefits. As the Teamsters threaten to broaden the strike to other Amazon facilities, the company says it's working to ensure that Christmas deliveries are made on time. Expect to see fewer sales on Nike athletic apparel. New company CEO Elliott Hill blames deep discounting for declining revenue and profit and says the constant promotions are hurting Nike's brand. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
As we take time to reflect on the past year's challenges and blessings, may hope, peace, and joy be at the forefront of your Christmas wishes.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Landall Company thanks their employees, customers, and friends who have made this a year to remember. May the new year bring goodwill and prosperity to you and your families. Look to Landall Company for your employment opportunities. Learn more, landall.com/careers. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome.
Good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spank, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday, and at these times, on these mornings, we check in with the latest Techline Report with Larry Stechline. Larry, what's the latest?
FSA rule on farm loans changing for the better. It's a new Farm Service Agency loan program. Will include lower interest rates for set-aside program, flexible repayment terms, reduced collateral requirements. All of those are very, very nice entities to help us with getting along in a tough, tough financial situation on the farm. USDA tried to make it easier for farmers to grow food too, folks. Expanding insurance coverage for double cropping to reduce the risk of raising two crops on the same land in 1 year. They're expanding insurance opportunities in over 1,500 counties where double cropping is viable and is being done a considerable amount of time. For soybeans, double crop coverage will be expanded to 681 counties, including all of those that were initially targeted for review. For grain sorghum, double crop coverage will be expanded to or streamlined in at least 870 counties. RMA will also work with the crop insurance industry and farm organizations to highlight the availability and improvements in written agreements as an option for any farmer that grows a crop outside the area where a policy is automatically offered. This expansion of coverage was guided by extensive outreach by nearly 70 grower groups. And something kind of interesting now, a turnaround in farmers' thoughts about 2025 making money. They are much more optimistic after this election than they were before, even though we still have some of the same ag pressures. I hope it isn't all a false sense of feeling. Stand by. We'll keep telling you about it here on the Stechline Report. Thanks for being with us.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. With winter's cold temperatures out in full force, lots of wildlife have begun processes like hibernation. K-State Extension Fisheries and Aquatics Specialist Joe Gerken says some species enter brumation, or a dormant state seen in mainly cold-blooded creatures. Gerken outlines the basics.
When things are slowing down, reptiles and amphibians specifically go into a state called brumation. And brumation is very similar to hibernation in mammals. And so the animal's still alive, it's still functioning, but we see things like the amount of oxygen that these animals are uses decreases to almost nothing. So their breathing really, really slows down. You can actually see these animals, like ice can start to form over surfaces of their body. Some animals have adaptations to kind of thrive or survive in that. But they're kind of hanging out. Turtles and different amphibians, reptiles and amphibians, tend to like hide underneath leaf litter or mud and kind of bury themselves a little bit.
He shares why animals come out of brumation and what they begin doing.
Brumation ends, it's a lot like hibernation. So we start to get some spring days, some warmer temperatures, longer days. So more daylight that's kind of going on throughout the day. And that triggers these animals to kind of wake up and come out of this situation. So the warmer water, the more light triggers that spring activity. The animals are then going to start to feed. So they've used up a lot of their fat reserves while they're in that brumation state. So they're going to be excited about feeding, try to put on a lot of weight, and then they're going to jump right into breeding season. They don't really come out of it too early, but if we have like a warm day in January or February or something like that, you might see them climb up on a log and try to warm up a little bit. And then as soon as those temperatures start to drop again, they kind of say, hey, I don't want to be around this, and go back to their little hiding spot and re-enter that dormancy stage. So it's not like it's you either are in it or out of it. You can kind of peek in and out of it from time to time. They're still alive. They're still moving. I think that's something with hibernation that we don't realize a lot of times, that when animals are hibernating, you know, they're sometimes getting up and moving from one side of where they're hanging out, their den, to another.
Gerken discusses how certain species breathe during brumation.
turtles specifically have an adaptation called cloacal breathing, and the cloaca is where waste is emitted through reptiles. And so they can actually go put their tails up in the air where their cloaca is, and they can breathe through their cloaca.
That was K-State Extension Fisheries and Aquatic Specialist Joe Gerken with information on the amphibian and reptile wintering process. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The holiday season wouldn't be the same without all of its wonderful fragrances. Some thoughts about the aromas of the season on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 20th, the 355th day of the year. Actor Jonah Hill has a birthday and the internet turns 34 years old. The world's first website and server went live on this day in 1990. Have you ever noticed that winter is the least smelly of the seasons? Vegetation is dormant while the ground itself may be sealed under a blanket of snow. Odors travel best in moist air, and winter air is notoriously dry. Fragrances that do find their way to our senses are often hindered by a drier, stuffed-up nose. That may be why fragrances of the holidays are so appealing. The pine smell of a Christmas tree, scented candles, and the aroma of baked goods provide a rich tapestry of fragrance in an otherwise bleak season for our sense of smell. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 14 degrees ahead of sunrise. Cooler highs again today around 30 with a weekend warm-up. Saturday will nudge 40, could top 50 by Sunday.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It looks like Patrick Mahomes will start and play against the Texans coming up tomorrow. Andy Reid pretty much confirmed that in his press conference yesterday. So now that we know Mahomes will be the starter, what is on Andy Reid's mind for this game?
Look forward to the challenge of playing the Texans. D'Amico's done a great job there, and they're good offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise, so... but our guys have had a real good week of preparation. Look forward to that challenge.
That game kicks off tomorrow at noon. Following the Chiefs and Texans, you will get Pittsburgh taking on Baltimore. Thursday night football last night between the Broncos and the Chargers. At one point in time, the Broncos held an 11-point lead, but the Chargers came back in the second half to win the game 34-27. Both teams are 9-6. NCAA Volleyball Final Four. Penn State defeated Nebraska last night. Louisville beat Pitt, so it'll be Penn State and Louisville playing for the national championship.
Friday night basketball action, Marysville at Concordia. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Opposite our Friday feature game, Valley Heights at Centralia live on FM 95.5. High school ball games on air online and on our mobile app. Hanover's host to Washington County, Frankfort tips off at Onega. Haxtell entertains Flint Hills Christian. And Diller O'Dell is at Lewiston. Saturday Southern tips off at HTRS.
During this holiday season, a reminder from One Marysville to shop local and keep your dollars in our community. By supporting local businesses, you're supporting your schools, churches, and community organizations. One Marysville is a proud supporter of these locally owned businesses And this holiday season, we hope you are too.
Hey, customers, your holiday meals deserve the best. This year, stop in and see me, Tony, the meat man, and the rest of the crew at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Always fresh prime rib roast, chuck roast, steaks with top quality seafood, including lobster tails, shrimp, scallops, and more. Snacker and sandwich party trays available. Don't forget, Tony's Meat Market gift certificates make perfect stocking stuffers.
Open Tuesday through Saturday. Stop by and let us get your holiday parties kicked off right.
During this busy travel season, come see the Hilltop Tire family for all your tire needs. This is Kate Hedke, and we're located in Marysville on the Hill by the old water tower. Or call Bryce at 785-619-6035. Happy holidays from your Hilltop Tire family.
This is Jim Hull, president of Sunflower Community Credit Union. I would like to thank all of our members and volunteers for helping us continue to grow in 2024. As a member-owned financial institution, it is our mission to always provide the best service and advice possible to our members. We wish you all a Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year.
Thank you for shopping local and supporting our Marysville businesses this holiday season.